Now, the rest of the story. One of the greatest Spanish conquistadors of the 17th century was not only a woman, but a Catholic nun. That's right. Her name was Catalina de Arauso. This is the rest of the story. Catalina was born to an aristocratic family. Her father, once gravely wounded in battle, promptly dedicated the lives of his children to God, should he survive. He did, and he did. The boys became soldiers in the Spanish army, presumably to fight for the faith. The girls went into a convent. Catalina was a rebellious novice, and as the day of her final vows approached, she grew determined to run away. And one morning, while the other sisters were praying, Catalina was climbing the convent wall. For 3 days, she hid in the forest, only to emerge disguised as a boy. Incredibly, Catalina was then just 11 years young. The sisters searched, finding no one. They agreed to keep Catalina's escape a secret. That way there'd be no scandal. But the little girl was successfully embarked on one of the most exciting lifetimes anyone ever lived. For years, she roamed Spain under a new identity, Antonio de Arauso. At first opportunity, she boarded a Spanish galleon as cabin boy, sailed for South America. There she learned swordsmanship and eventually became known as one of the finest duelists in the New World. Catalina, still dressed as a man, lived by her wits from adventure to adventure, carefully cultivated a dangerous reputation. In Chile, she joined the Spanish army to fight in the Indian Wars, soon became a hero. Promoted to commander, she spent 5 years in garrisons and army camps in continual battle. And then came that tragic night when a brawl broke out in camp. And struggling in the darkness to restore order, Catalina, alias Conquistador Antonio, accidentally killed a fellow soldier. Well, she fled that night in shame and sorrow, and for many months thereafter aimlessly wandered in the New World. After nearly being killed in a duel in Lima, Peru, Catalina's female identity was discovered. And you can imagine the sensation when it was also learned that the most courageous conquistador and spectacular swordsman in all South America was a Catholic nun who had escaped from her convent. Returning to Spain as a woman, Catalina became an instant celebrity. Artists painted portraits of the lady adventurer. Playwrights dramatized her life story. She even published an autobiography. Throughout Europe, she was entertained by admiring nobility. In Rome, as bishops and cardinals fawned over Catalina, the Pope himself granted unprecedented permission for her to continue dressing as a man. As a matter of fact, her secret might never have been revealed. She might have lived and fought and died in the Spanish army in Chile without ever having been revealed as a woman, except for that night during the brawl when she killed a fellow soldier by accident. You see, that other soldier had become Catalina's best friend. And yet, unknown even to him, he was much more than a friend. As very young children, they had known each other. In the happy days before Catalina was packed off to the convent. But Catalina kept her secret, so the other soldier never suspected that he in boyhood had been promised by his father to the Spanish army. Catalina had killed her own best friend. Catalina had killed her own brother. And now you know the rest of the story.